This is Jill with your all-time jukebox. Welcome once again to another spinning party with the all-time jukebox. These next 30 minutes will be devoted to playing the better sides of records. Records that have stood the test of time and still rate tops, although they may be as many as 10 years old. These are records that you probably will remember and that you no doubt have at home in your own collection. So make yourself comfortable and get set for a spin back through the years with our all-timers. This first one won't take you too far back, only as far as 1942. It was during that year that Benny Goodman released a record called Mission to Moscow. I say released instead of made because it was an old master that had never been brought out previous to 42. Well, released or made, it's one of the best. Here it is. Our Glenn Miller all-timer for the day was suggested by the Navy, and frankly, it's a new one on me. When I got this suggestion, I looked up the record, and sure enough, Glenn had made a record of the one I love. I asked if it was a big record. Big, they said. It's the best. So I played it and heartily agree. I still don't know how I missed it. Well, here it is, Glenn Miller's The One I Love.
Thank you. I know her thoughts are strong for somebody else. The hands I hold belong to somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold to somebody else.
It's tough to be alone on the shelf.
It's worse to fall in love by yourself.
The one I love belongs to somebody else.
And now the old Bing Crosby record department opens up with a journey back to 1938. Remember one of the big songs of that year? Uh-huh, Sierra Sue. And when Bing recorded it, it hit the top, as do most of the songs that our friend Bing records. So take yourselves back to 38 with Bing in charge.
I'm sad and lonely. The rocks and rills are lonely too. Sierra Sue, I want you only. No one but you, Sierra Sue. The roses weep, their tears are falling. The gentle dove no longer coos. Oh, can't you hear my sad heart calling for you, Sierra Sue?
All-Timer to Turn features Harry James with a song that I've always felt should have won the hit parade. But somehow it didn't get too far. Oh, it was popular, you'll remember it, but it didn't break any records and all that sort of thing. Well, this particular record by Harry James has always been one of my personal favorites, and from some of the suggestions coming in, I don't stand alone. Helen Forrest sings, Harry James plays the all-timer, He's My Guy. To the All-Time Jukebox, a short half hour devoted to playing the best of the best in records. And this is Jill with four more to go. The next subject for discussion is the Merrimacks, or should I say are the Merrimacks. Well, is or are, that group has been and always will be one of the best in vocal groups. This record of theirs collected quite a few nickels in jukeboxes all over the country. A few years back, I'll bet you invest a 5-cent piece in Jingle, Jangle, Jingle.
Yippee-yay, there'll be no wedding bell for today.
I got birds that jingle, jangle, jingle,
that jingle, jingle,
as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad to single?
Oh, ain't you glad?
And that song ain't so very soft and wrong.
Ain't so very
oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell.
So I may have done some fooling, this is why I never,
why I never
sing that jingle, jangle, jingle,
that jingle, jingle,
as I go riding merrily along.
Merrily
and they sing, oh, ain't you glad to single?
Oh, ain't you glad
and that
Barkham Road. I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle as I go riding merrily along.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from home.
Contains a wonderful thought. Although the composer Matt Dennis wrote this way before the war, I'm sure he had no idea how terrific the lyrics would sound today. Well, you've heard this song, and especially this record. It's Tommy Dorsey with the all-timer Let's Get Away From It All. Bill Gellington is next from the all-time shelf with one of his own great compositions. The Duke has recorded this song over a half dozen times, and each record seems to be better than the last. I think this particular one was his first recording of Solitude. ¶¶ Fellas, there's nothing wrong with your radio station. Those cracks and pops are in the record. Well, the closing assignment falls to Jimmy Dorsey, and he more than fills the spot with something called John Silver. I spoke to one of the boys in the AFRS band who used to play in Jimmy's band, trying to find out how the tune was written and who John Silver was, and all he said was, "Did we make a record of that?" So, all I know is that it's one of Jay Dorsey's best. Here it is, all 4 minutes of it, John Silver.
Thank you.
that four-minute swing session, we bring another session with the All-Time Jukebox to a close. You've heard from Bing, Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, the Mary Max, Harry James, Tommy Dorsey, Duke Ellington, and Jimmy Dorsey, all with their all-time records. Remember, you'll only hear the best of the best in records in the All-Time Jukebox. So, until I'll be G.I. jiving your way, this is Jill saying this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.